Chapter 24. In the morning of Christmas Eve, Victor woke up at 6 in the morning. He knew he didn't mean to get up so early, but he just couldn't wait. He looked out the window and saw that the package he had marked to Candle Stealer, which contained a beautiful candle for the Yule Lad, was no longer there. He had come. Should he have a look? Yes, I can't wait, Victor said to himself and looked into his shoe. There he found a beautiful envelope that read, "To Victor, from the Yule Lads." He turned on the light and read the letter in the envelope, which was written with big, strange letters. "Dear Victor, thank you so much for being so kind to all of us Yule Lads. We hope you continue to be such a good boy. We're going to give you a secret map showing some fun places, which are our Yule Lads' hiding places, as we head to town. But you always have to whistle when you get there so the adventures can start. With a Christmas greeting, Candle Stealer and all the other brothers." In the envelope, there was a map that was also very similar to that he had helped Sheet Coat Claude to find. Wow, Victor thought, laying on the pillow with the map and the letter in his arms, and went to sleep again until Mom came in and woke him up. Victor was quick on his feet, because now the family wanted to distribute the Christmas gifts and put a beautiful branch and light on his grandfather's grave. When they got in the car, Dad couldn't possibly start it, no matter what he tried. "I don't believe it is breaking down now," Dad said, shaking his head. "All workshops are closed. What do we do now?" "We just have to walk," Victor told Dad. "Yes, it would be really refreshing," Mom said, "but it is so hard to hold all the gifts in our arms." At the same time, there was a knock on Dad's car window, and a merry Yule Lad's face appeared before them. They got out of the cars and saw that there was Candle Stealer himself. He was holding a candle in his hand. "Of course," said Dad gladly, "the candle has gone out." "Thank you, Candle Stealer," he said, and opened the hood and fixed the car. Now the family could go. Later that day, Victor and John went home to Elsa, but the friends always exchanged Christmas presents. "What did you get last night from Candle Stealer, Elsa?" asked the boys excitedly when Elsa opened the door. "A map from the Yule Lads," she said, smiling. "We also," said the boys at the same time. "Now the adventures are still happening, and it will be a lot of fun to look for all the secret places," said John, and whistled. Then they exchanged Christmas presents and looked forward not only to the evening, but also to all the adventures ahead. "We are lucky to be such good friends. We will continue to be good to everyone, always, not just at Christmas. It is by far the most fun." With these words, friends Victor, John, and Elsa said goodbye. Merry Christmas!